let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Michael Stevens is one of the most popular and influential YouTubers in the world as he brings mainstream appeal to science. His educational videos reach more than 1 million people each day. He's the founder of the educational media company Vsauce and the creator and presenter of the successful YouTube premium series Mindfield, his suite of video networks reaching more than 24 million subscribers. A special Mindfield episode now available on YouTube channel Vsauce1 or the youtube.com/learning sheds new light on the concept of fear. Specifically, what is the scariest thing that everyone is afraid of? Michael Stevens, host of the Mindfield special, the YouTube original, What is the Scariest Thing?, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you.
How did this idea for an in-depth Mindfield special on fear and scary things, how did this whole thing come about?
Well, I have done 3 seasons of Mindfield, an educational psychology program, and I have been scared plenty of times throughout those 3 seasons. I've put myself in a lot of experiments, and I said, you know what? Halloween's coming up. We want to do a special about fear, but I don't want it to just be, here's the encyclopedia article on fear. I want us to take on something that sounds a little bit stupid. Is there a scariest thing, something that will scare everyone? And there is.
And I'm sure we're going to have to tune in to find out, and we will, and we'll tell you how you can access the special here in just a couple of minutes. But I know you said a couple of years ago, I don't want to just create things that are me reading a Wikipedia page. I want them to be a journey, a logic train. And from what I've seen, this special is exactly that. You've got what experts, you've got demonstrations, you've got experiments. There's a little bit of everything. We're with you on this journey, aren't we?
Yeah, you are. I'm kind of your Sherpa taking you through, a terror dungeon, considering, is this the scariest thing? Well, there's some exceptions. Some people won't be as scared. A newborn baby wouldn't be scared of this. And so we have to keep going. And you take that journey with us and you learn a lot about the brain, about how fears are born, and ultimately what then we're left with is the scariest thing.
Talk about the role of context. Does that help make things even scarier than what they might be without?
Oh, of course. There are things that in the right context can be either scary or hilarious. And that shows you the power of the human imagination.
With us on the program is Michael Stevens, the creator of the special Mindfield, What is the Scariest Thing?, now available on YouTube channel, Vsauce1, youtube.com/learning. You talk with experts, and I'm interested to find out, is there really any agreement on what is fear, what causes fear?
You know, there are a few different schools of thought. The one that I kept hearing again and again was that no one is born afraid of anything. Fear is defined as something that you learn later. What we are born disliking is called an aversion, an innate aversion. And that includes like falling, disease, pain, even isolation. And then as you live your life, you experience things that touch one of those innate aversions, and then your brain generates a fear emotion because they're connected to something that you want to avoid in order to survive.
I know in the demonstrations you have one, and what they're actually, as I understand, creating a fear in you.
That's right. Yeah, we reached out to Caltech where they're researching how to help people overcome fears, how to manage phobias and things like PTSD. And we said, your work is really important. Could you possibly reverse it just for me and create a fear in my mind? And they said, well, you know, sign this waiver and we'll do it. And they were successful.
With us on the program is Michael Stevens talking about the special available on YouTube, the Mindfield special. What is the Scariest Thing? And now available YouTube channel, Vsauce1 on youtube.com/learning. Talk a little bit about what you found in doing this. Were you surprised at some of the findings?
Yeah, I was surprised to learn that the fear of the dark is something that we learn usually not until we're about maybe 2 years old. Because as I thought more about the fear of the dark, my wife was pregnant at the time, and I was like, is my baby like scared of the dark inside my mother, my, not my mother, my wife's womb? And they said, no, the darkness is really soothing until you're old enough that your imagination develops. And now you start to imagine what might be hiding in the dark, and it becomes scary, and you become scared of it.
How about the concept that, that some of us actually enjoy fear, and you think, oh, that can't be true, but we go into a scary movie, we know it's going to scare us, we know that those emotions are going to be touched throughout the 3 hours we're sitting in the movie theater, yet we pay a lot of money to go there and be scared. In a sense, do we enjoy fear?
Yeah, we enjoy fear, especially when we know that it's safe fear. A horror movie is just pretend. It's just a movie. You're not going to actually get hurt. But a lot of the same things physiologically will happen in your body. Your heart rate might go up. Adrenaline might start pumping. And it's all about practicing for when you might encounter a real threat in real life. It makes us a stronger, you know, species to enjoy being scared.
I was going to ask, should we fear fear? And I'm thinking what you're saying is if we have a healthy understanding of fear, that's okay. In fact, we need fear in our lives.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we are here today because our ancestors were afraid of things and they didn't take risks that were too risky. So there's a balance of, fear that you need in your life. When it becomes over consuming, that's not good. And that's what a lot of research is being done on now. How do we help people when fear becomes crippling? Because that's not helpful.
What elicits fear in everyone? Is there something in general terms, and I'm sure it's not 100% across the board, but different things out there that pretty much you know this is going to scare people?
Well, you know, if you really want to find a thing that will scare anyone, which is what the goal of this documentary was, you have to even consider newborn babies who haven't yet learned what's normal. One really surprising thing I found was that really young children, like 2 months or younger, are not afraid of scary faces or, disturbing, gory faces because they just don't know what's normal yet. Not until about 8 months does a baby start to actually avoid scary faces. Now, don't ask me who did the research. It sounds like a really mad scientist kind of experiment to do with babies and scary faces. But we have to learn what's normal first before we can start to fear the abnormal.
In college, you got interested in video editing, I understand, and that certainly comes in handy in what you do in making science accessible through all of your various platforms. And that started, I guess, after you saw a recut trailer of The Shining. And I'm thinking, wow, I wonder if that actually scared Michael when you saw that. Did that get your attention? Did that frighten you?
Well, it got my attention, but it didn't frighten me because it had been turned into a comedy. And so, I mean, really, I was just intrigued by the popularity of this parody recut of a movie trailer because it was just made by a person, not a, professional who, was super famous, but yet millions of people were watching it. And that opened my eyes to the power of the internet.
Well, I think it also talks, doesn't as well, about maybe if we have a sense of humor with this, if we break down our fear, balance that with a sense of humor, all of a sudden The Shining isn't this frightening thing that I don't want to see anymore or I can't watch with my eyes open. I'm like laughing at it.
Exactly. That's a really good point. It showed a certain amount of power and control that we could have, and editing gave us that.
With us on the program, fascinating conversation, fascinating special, What is the Scariest Thing?, now available on YouTube channel Vsauce1. You can go to youtube.com/learning, get more information there as well. The YouTube original, a special Minefield episode with the host, the creator of Minefield, Michael Stevens, with us on the program in talking about that today. Is there such a thing, and we don't want to give the whole thing away, but is there something that you would categorize as the scariest thing in the world?
Yes, there is. The episode ends with us finally reaching that conclusion. And we had to consider every different kind of person. And we had to also look at the neuroscience of fear, how fears are learned by people. And we had to consider people who have different brains, specifically fears seem to be created by the amygdala, a feature inside the brain, but not everyone has a functioning amygdala. But there are things that cause panic in even more ancient parts of the brain. And it's that family of stimuli that are the scariest. I won't give away what we settle on as being the scariest because it's extremely specific. And the journey that takes us there provides the context to make it really, really enjoyable.
Well, that's what's going to be so much fun about watching the series is the journey in getting there and finding out everything as you go along the way. Are there different levels of fear?
Yeah, there certainly are. And the level that you feel towards a certain thing depends on who you are and your experience. As it turns out, we are more scared, and by this I mean fear, I mean an actual sense of anticipation and panic by sounds than we are by sights. That's because sight gives us more information. And the more information you have, the better you can prepare, the better you can plan an escape. But when you hear a sound, you don't always even know exactly what is, for instance, approaching. You don't know exactly what it is. You don't know exactly where it is. And it's the unknown that really pulls those anxiety strings in our brain.
Is there a difference between fear and panic attacks?
Definitely. A panic attack is a very specific kind of experience that is definitely not in the realm of healthy. It's not a
right.
thing that we have been, you know, evolutionarily developed to feel. And so, you know, by learning more about fear, even if it's with a funny question, like what's the scariest thing, we accidentally wind up doing a lot of really important research and investigation that can help people's lives.
It's interesting because if you are in that category, or maybe you take fear to an obsession, I would think spending a little time and watching the special would answer some questions and make them maybe feel a little bit better about their situation.
Yeah, exactly. And kind of appreciate fear in the right doses. It is why we are here today. If our ancestors weren't afraid of things, they would have perhaps taken risks they shouldn't and not lived long enough to have kids and eventually have us. So, you know, thank you, fear.
That's why we're all here. Mindfield is the,
exactly.
This is the special, and you've really done so much, explored so many topics with Mindfield. Talk about that, because that isn't just a success here in the U.S. It's a success worldwide, the way you're able to go in and from an entertainment aspect, shed a new light on science, a new approach to it that many people, if you said, here's a science program I want you to watch on YouTube, you go, wait a minute, I'm not interested in that. But suddenly you're hooked. It's like with this, the world's scariest thing. All of a sudden, I'm concerned about fear now, and it's something I'm interested in. Talk about the concept behind Mindfield.
Well, we've done three seasons of Mindfield so far. The concept, I would say, began when I was in high school. I had a psychology teacher who would play clips from Candid Camera to teach about human behavior, and it was hilarious. And I was like, man, someone needs to combine the hilarity of Candid Camera with a teacher. And so Mindfield was born, you know, years later, now it's a real thing. And I hope that it is, you know, drawing in people who might not want to learn. They think, oh, that's like a school thing, or whatever. But instead, they're interested in the questions that are being, and they're entertained. And in the process of all of that, they accidentally learn a whole lot about science, about our bodies and our minds.
What are you working on now?
So right now I'm working on an episode for my YouTube channel, Vsauce, that's all about things that we have lost, things that we know used to exist, but are no longer around, like works of art, drafts of novels that we know famous authors wrote, but then, you know, had burned after their death. There's something very strange and exciting to me about the past and knowing that we'll never get a certain thing back. I mean, can you even really ever get anything back? It has to be preserved. You can't step in the same river twice, et cetera. It's a quite philosophical episode, but I want to kind of, I don't know, come to peace with knowing that some things are gone forever, and that's actually good.
And how to deal with that, because sometimes it's difficult to deal with that concept. You bring it into focus like you do on all of the episodes that you do. And we're talking specifically about 30 seconds here, a special Mindfield YouTube original. What is the scariest thing? Run down where we can see this, because it's something we want to catch very soon, because we'll be talking about it.
Yeah, well, if you just go to YouTube and search Mindfield or What's the Scariest Thing, you will find it. You can go to my YouTube channel, Vsauce, letter V and then the word sauce, or just go right to youtube.com/learning, where you'll find my episode about fear, as well as a whole bunch of other great educational videos from creators like myself that make really awesome educational stuff.
Yeah, once you get there, you're going to spend some time there, and you can watch any of these anytime you want to. That's the beauty of this, a special Mindfield special, What is the Scariest Thing? Mindfield host, creator Michael Stevens has been with us on the program. Michael, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.